So basically, everything shut down on March 16th. I'll never forget it. That's my birthday. It was a Monday. The Dow lost 3,000 points and I was going, happy birthday. But it was dramatic. And stay-at-home orders, everybody knows, started working from home. All of a sudden, you started doing conference calls and Zoom calls and team calls. And only the essential businesses were allowed to stay open, which was disconcerting to a lot of retailers because they thought they were essential, but they weren't, turned out. And then we had 20 million people that were furloughed or let go. So about a month into it, we started seeing tenants stop paying rent. And literally over 50% of the top 100 national retailers stopped paying rent, or they only paid a little bit of rent. This really shook the retail investment markets. If you're a landlord and all of a sudden your tenants aren't paying rent, but you've still got a loan, you still got taxes, you still have everything going on. It was pretty significant. Obviously, all the bars closed. Dining restaurants had to quickly adjust, which I was really surprised at how quickly they did it. But they converted to takeout business just to stay afloat. And it was just a time of disarray. The essential businesses, for some reason, this slide is a little slow. The essential businesses were the grocery stores, and they just really increased their sales and profits. One of the things that was encouraging to me was that even though we had some glitches on certain items, you know, sanitizers and paper towels and toilet paper and things like that, our supplies chains they held up pretty well. But one of the things that's come out of it is now that the grocery stores and all the retailers are looking at alternate sources for their supply chain. The general merchandise stores did great. Target, Walmart, everybody, they were killing it. They were set up, though, as you said, Frank, for e-commerce. And they were set up for ordering online and then picking it up at the store. So were the grocery stores, a lot of them. I think HEB had spent, I can't remember what the number was, but it was a huge number in converting their stores. So they had pickup lines for you to be able to go and order your groceries online. Home improvements, people were staying at home. All of a sudden they needed to get a monitor for their, you know, their house, or because they typically didn't work there, or they were sitting around, they're going, this couch isn't comfortable. I've got to get a new one. I've got to get a new chair. So home improvements and appliance sales and all those kind of things were up. So it wasn't too surprising to see the basic kind of necessities were definitely in demand. Office supplies were killing it. Electronics were killing it. Liquor stores were killing it. People couldn't go out and meet their friends for a drink. So, you know, I guess they'd start about 3 o'clock in the afternoon while they're working. but the liquor store sales were up. And of course, gas station convenience stores, they were really selling convenience items more than they were gas. And of course, pet supplies and all that thing, all those kind of things were way up. It's surprising. People had a lot more disposable income when they quit going out to eat and quit going to movies and quit going to clubs. And so they started reinvesting it in certain things. And those were where you would see the winners. The losers were the fitness clubs, obviously. They were shut down. Movie theaters were shut down. Dine-in restaurants initially closed. They're trying to make a comeback. And all the entertainment concepts and such. Even apparel started seeing a big drop. They had online orders, but people weren't going out as much. Can you imagine being a high-end menswear or women's wear apparel store and nobody's going to parties. Nobody's going to conferences. Nobody's going to, you know, everybody's just like, I guess that's why the sweat pant graph went up so much. And of course, nail salons, everybody got a little, and barbershops and hairstylists, those were all closed. So those businesses really took a hit. Frank, one of the comments you made was about how the pandemic kind of exacerbated some of the underlying problems. One of the things that's happened in the retail business over the last 5 years, and it's really been a change in technology, has changed it. And it's not just e-commerce. There are all kinds of issues like just-in-time delivery. All the retailers had started contracting the size space that they would go to, they would use. And they would, so instead of a 40,000 foot retail box, they were moving into a 20,000 foot. And they were downsizing. They were trying to sublease. And so that was changing. And as that happened, there were quite a few of the retailers that got bought out by private equity groups who would then leverage up the income and then either reinvest it, or a lot of times they would just sit with this cash in hand. And it was really something on the last slide. You know, some of the gems that filed were Gold's Gems 24-hour. Just kind of as a side note for that, 24-hour club as a gem, they had $1 billion in sales in 2019. And when the pandemic hit, they only had $1.5 million in cash in the bank.